Blog Talk Radio.
The Franciscan Friars of the Atonement present the Ave Maria Hour.
Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The Last Supper.
When one comes to visit me, he comes with smooth words, his heart full of malice, ready to go out and plot against me in secret. There they stand, my enemies, talking of me in whispers, devising my hurts. Why, the very man I trusted most, my own intimate friend who shared my bread, has lifted his heel to trip me up.
And it was arranged that for 30 pieces of silver, Judas Iscariot would deliver Jesus unto the priests. Now the day of the Passover came, when the unleavened bread had to be broken. And Jesus called his disciples around him.
"Go and prepare for us the Passover, that we may eat it."
"Where dost thou want us to prepare it?"
"Behold, on your entering the city, there will meet you a man carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house into which he goes, and you shall say to the master of the house,
'There, Peter, the man is going into that house at the end of the street.'"
"Yes, I see him, John."
"It has turned out just as the master said. The man was there as if waiting for us."
"There's nothing strange about that, John. When the master sent me for the colt for him to ride into Jerusalem, the colt was there. But come, let us hurry."
"Yes? Who comes?"
"The master says, 'My time is near at hand. At thy house I am keeping the Passover with my disciples.'"
"Come in."
"He says, 'Where is the guest chamber, that I may eat the Passover there with my disciples?'"
"Follow me."
"Excellent. With that U-shaped table, we can all see the master. And do you have the right number of couches, sir?"
13?
"Yes, that is correct. We shall be here shortly before sundown."
When the preparations were completed, John and Peter returned to Jesus. Everything, they told him, would be ready at the appointed hour. The sacrificial lamb would be roasted, the ritual wine at hand, as would be the unleavened bread, the wild herbs and the special sauce. As the sun began to descend, they went to the house of Jesus' choice.
I have greatly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you that I will eat of it no more until it has been fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
Here, Master, the wine.
Take this and share it among you. For I say to you that I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.
Judas, may I suggest that you have my place at the table?
I was not aware that any particular place is reserved.
Would you not say that those chosen before you, Judas, should have first places?
I grant you your favored position that Jesus left, Peter, since you're the accepted leader of the 12, but as for the others, there's no difference among us.
Yes, that's true.
Now,
yes,
please, please, silence.
The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and they who exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. On the contrary, let him who is greatest among you become as the youngest, and him who is the chief as the servant. For which is the greater, he who reclines at table, or he who serves? Is it not he who reclines?
Yes, of course it is, Master.
But I am in your midst as he who serves. But you are they who have continued with me in my trials. And I appoint to you a kingdom, even as my Father has appointed to me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. And you shall sit upon thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
That's very well. But we know that James and John have asked for more than any of the rest of us.
Yes, that is true.
Master, what are you doing?
Look. He takes off his garments and is pouring water into a basin. Peter, he's washing Philip's feet.
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going to God, rose from the supper and laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, girded himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the feet of his disciples and to dry them with the towel with which he was girded. He came then to Simon Peter.
Lord, dost thou wash my feet?
What I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter.
Thou shalt never wash my feet.
If I do not wash thee, thou shalt have no part with me.
Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
He who has bathed needs only to wash, and he is clean all over. And you are clean, but not all.
Now after he had washed their feet and put on his garment, when he had reclined again, he said to them,
do you know what I have done to you?
No, Lord.
Tell us, Master.
You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If therefore I, the Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash the feet of one another. For I have given you an example, that as I have done to you, so you also should do. Amen, amen, I say to you. No servant is greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than he who sent him.
Master, you said, not all are clean here.
If you know these things, blessed shall you be if you do them. I do not speak of you all.
Master, what means this dark saying?
I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. I tell you now before it comes to pass, that when it has come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Amen, amen, I say to you. One of you will betray me.
Oh, no.
John,
who is it of whom he speaks?
Lord, who is it?
It is one of the 12 who dips with me in the dish.
No, Master.
The Son of Man indeed goes his way, as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It were better for that man if he had not been born.
Rabbi, is it?
Said I, thou hast said it.
It's Judas.
Look, how the master gives Judas the morsel dipped in sauce.
I must go. I have things to attend to.
What thou dost, do quickly.
Where does Judas go, Peter?
I think Jesus told him to give something to the poor.
Peter, the master wishes some bread.
Here.
Take and eat.
Pass the morsels along, Matthew.
Pass them, Philip.
Take and eat. This is my body, which is being given for you.
Body?
Do this in remembrance of me. All of you, drink of this. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is being shed for many unto the forgiveness of sins. For as often as you shall eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes.
And they did eat, and they did drink. And the supper came to an end with the drinking of the fourth cup of wine and the recitation of a hymn. But the disciples, now 11, clung to Jesus that he should speak more to them. And Jesus, knowing that his hour was not far off, addressed them.
You will all be scandalized this night because of me.
No, Master, never.
For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go before you into Galilee.
Even though all shall be scandalized because of thee, I will never be scandalized.
Peter, behold, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith may not fail. And do thou, when once thou hast turned again, strengthen thy brethren.
Lord, with thee I am ready to go both to prison and to death.
And I, Master.
And I, Lord. And
I tell thee, Peter, a cock will not crow this day until thou hast thrice denied that thou knowest me.
Even if I should have to die with thee, I will not deny thee.
When I sent you forth without purse or wallet or sandals, did you lack anything?
No, nothing.
But now, let him who has a purse take it, and likewise a wallet. And let him who has no sword sell his tunic and buy one. For I say to you, that this which is written must yet be fulfilled in me. And he was reckoned among the wicked. For that which concerns me is at its end.
Swords? Here are swords on the wall.
If it is to struggle and fight for you, Master, we are ready. Lord, behold, here are two swords.
Enough. Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and as I said to the people, where I go you cannot come. So to you also I say it now. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, that as I have loved you, you also love one another. By this will all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
Lord, where art thou going?
Where I am going, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow later.
Why can I not follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thee.
Wilt thou lay down thy life for me?
Aye.
Oh, Master, we all will.
Yes.
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. Were it not so, I should have told you, because I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, there you also may be. And where I go, you know, and the way, you know.
Lord, we do not know where thou art gone, and how can we know the way?
I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would also have known my Father. And henceforth you do know him, and you have seen him.
Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us.
Have I been so long a time with you, and you have not known me? Philip, he who sees me sees also the Father.
Oh, forgive me, Lord.
How canst thou say, show us the Father? Dost thou not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I speak not on my own authority, but the Father dwelling in me, it is he who does the works. Do you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you. He who believes in me, the works that I do, he also shall do, and greater than these he shall do, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, in order that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it.
Thank thee, Lord.
If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to dwell with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you shall know him, because he will dwell with you and be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world no longer sees me, but you see me, for I live, and you shall live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. But he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
Lord, how is it that thou art about to manifest thyself to us and not to the world?
If anyone love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my word. And the word that you have heard is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while yet dwelling with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your mind whatever I have said to you.
And as Jesus was saying these things in the room, Judas Iscariot hurried through the night to the place of the priests. Like one driven, he walked, and his steps echoed to his thoughts.
He knows. He knows of what I do. And yet he does not hinder me. No, he bade me go. What you do, do quickly, he said. He cannot help but know, for I said, is it I? And he said, thou hast said it. And still he did not say, Judas, don't do this thing. If he be what he says, how can they harm him? Can God be put to death? He is great. He is good in works, but can he be God's son? This night will give the proof to all and stem the doubt. He says that he must die and rise again. But can he?
Taken of the Passover. When finished, he will retire with his followers to the Garden of Gethsemane. Only they will be with him.
Men look alike in the dark. How shall the guards know him?
The one I shall go to and greet with a kiss will be he whom you see.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled or be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I go away, and I am coming to you. If you love me, you would indeed rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it has come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the Prince of the world is coming, and in me he has nothing. But he comes that the world may know that I love the Father, and that I do as the Father has commanded me.
When one comes to visit me, he comes with smooth words, his heart full of malice, ready to go out and plot against me in secret. There they stand, my enemies, talking of me in whispers, devising my hurt. Why, the very man I trusted most, my own intimate friend who shared my bread, has lifted his heel to trip me up.
I want to thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour, brought to you by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. For over 110 years, the Friars have devoted themselves to fulfilling St. Francis' prayer, to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and to bring home those who have lost their way. We work for Christian unity and interreligious understanding. We provide respite at our retreat center at Greymoor for those in need of spiritual renewal. We staff parishes throughout the world, serve as chaplains for colleges, hospitals, and prisons. We care for the ill through hospice work, ministry to those with HIV/AIDS. We also shelter the homeless and provide treatment and services for those suffering from alcoholism and drug addiction. If you would like to be included in our prayer list, participate in special St. Anthony Novenas, and or visit St. Anthony's Shrine, Greymoor, attend a retreat, learn more about our Ave Maria Hour productions, or simply make a donation to assist us in fulfilling St. Francis' prayer to help those in need, please visit our website at atonementfriars.org or email me at avemaria@atonementfriars.org. You can write to me, Father Bob, Friars of the Atonement, Greymoor, Post Office Box 300, Garrison, New York, 10524. And so, in closing, I ask for the blessing of God upon you and those you love. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he look upon you with kindness and give you his peace. Amen.